following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
Welcome to Dirty Mo Live on this beautiful Thursday.
Oh my
gosh. Summer Thursday. I can't touch the ground, but that's okay. That's all right.
You were just, that was just something else. We've really scraped the bottom of the barrel. Maybe we should have Travis intro us.
Yeah. Hey, Travis, welcome to the show.
What?
Yeah. Playing stupid damn
it's
horse game.
It's not dumb. And I'm
stupid
in a
horse
I'm
game.
Racing right now. Hold on. Let me finish this race.
Oh, my God.
400 meters to go.
Guys, don't worry. It doesn't get in the way of his actual work.
No, it does. Yeah. Yeah. It does.
Dalton, how are you doing today?
You know what?
You know, I realize I don't ever introduce us.
Yeah.
We just kind of roll with it.
Well, let's introduce ourselves.
Andrew Kurland. And Dalton Greco here on Dirty Mo Live.
100 meters, I'll be
with
you
guys. How
you
doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I'm doing
Thanks
really
good.
Thanks
for being here from the start.
Yeah,
I really do appreciate
that. I like
that.
To pay attention and be engaged in the show that we host.
Victory.
Yes.
You know, and talk about things like racing and not horse racing.
Yes.
Cars.
Virtual
going
horse
left,
racing, by the way.
And sometimes right.
Yeah. So if y'all remember, when was it? Like a few weeks ago? Dale and Mike got into this whole conversation about the fantasy horse racing app. You know?
Yeah.
Travis has been hooked on it ever since.
Oh, no. Let's talk about this for a second, okay? And first of all, I'm all down for a good app that takes up your time, right? I work in social media.
It takes up my time.
Okay. We looked at his screen time.
Yeah, what's your screen time on the horse racing app?
His screen time for the week on the horse racing app was 14 hours. And I guarantee it's gone up.
That's too much.
You work 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
And you sleep the other 8 hours of the day.
Wait, I'm supposed to sleep?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I play, like, before I go to bed when I wake up. Like,
and
I gotta
you set an alarm in the middle of the night, make sure you feed your horses?
No, I don't do that. I make sure they're fed before when
yeah,
I go to bed.
Do.
I'm trying to find...
You know, I have, like, a real pet.
Oh, my God.
Who, like, actually needs to be fed.
I don't want to say this
And
loud.
I don't spend
say
14
it.
Don't hours.
You have to say it.
No, what's your screen time now?
You're too deep into it.
It's screen. Let's live reaction to his screen time. On the stupid horse racing app that's taken over his life.
Let's hear it.
18 hours and 48 minutes.
18 Jesus, hours dude. In a week. That's half a work week.
18 hours? You go home. Like, I bet you.
There are tears in his eyes.
Yes or no?
A lot of
yes
it was
no.
on Sunday. A lot of it was Sunday.
Yes or no? If you
gosh.
Are in a stop-and-go situation on 77, do you whip it out?
No.
Yes, he does.
No,
yes,
no,
he does.
That's a bold face
lie. Absolutely, he does.
I'm actually good when I'm driving. I kid you not. I do not play on my phone.
Yeah, he just feeds him when he's driving.
I do not play when I'm driving.
We've got some fans watching us from the merch shop. How's it going, y'all?
I do not play when I'm driving, but like, I play a lot at home.
No shit, you play a lot at home. Excuse my French. Yeah,
it's Mike's fault.
Yeah, I mean,
and then he was like giving me tips yesterday.
He's just, you know.
I downloaded Dale's game, too. I started that one.
Yeah.
I've only played that, like, 3 hours.
Just not as much time spent.
So, wait. Then that's 21 hours total. 3 hours is still a lot of time
this is
to
for
put
work.
Into a game.
For work.
For work? Yeah, all right.
It's not for
it's
work.
It's an off-season project.
We're talking about it.
I mean, that's barely, it's adjacent.
Content.
Man. Anyways.
You guys, should give it a try, though. But
no, I'm not.
I got 10 horse stalls now, I think.
10
horses.
Wow, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, I care so much.
Travis's horse.
Of course.
A horse, of course.
Boy. Well, welcome to Dirty Mo Live. This is a kind of a season recap episode.
It is, man.
Crazy.
There's no race to be previewing. I mean, we could do a Daytona 500
Let's make
preview
our picks.
If we want.
Denny Hamlin.
Yeah. Actually, we're going to the Clash first if we were to
Speaking
be
of picks.
Oh, God.
No. Are we doing this?
Do you remember we did like these whole like every week we pick a driver who's going to finish the best?
I think so.
I don't remember.
Do
that.
You remember?
No.
Do you
I must
I remember. Mean like we talked about like who we thought would do well.
Do you remember who won like the last
there's
7?
Nothing formal about it.
Give me my trophy.
This is ridiculous. That doesn't even say it says the Brickyard 250.
Yeah, you won the
on
Brickyard?
It. What? You're not Justin Allgaier.
You going to drink beer out of that thing?
I mean, I kicked your guys' tails like 7 weeks in a row.
You got lucky.
Lucky?
Yes.
Nothing to do with it.
Yes, it did. Every driver I picked had a meteor fall out of the sky and take out their car.
No.
Every single one.
Dalton, you should get an award special for that.
Yeah.
Like
what's the opposite of a horseshoe? Like a broken mirror award?
Yeah, you get the broken mirror award.
Yeah.
Now, we should break a mirror.
I don't want that
you.
Thing next to me. I don't care where it actually came from.
It came from
NASCAR.
You had
it backwards, too.
Yeah, well, he's trying to hide the fact that it's not a trophy for him.
Exactly.
It's really the Brickyard 200 trophy.
Yeah, we don't have the budget to actually make.
Did you steal that out of from upstairs?
No, they gave it to me.
Yeah. Sure. Who's they? Who's they?
What's the Lilly Diabetes IMS 250?
It's a 2018 trophy for Brickyard.
I think I was at that race. Who won it?
I think it was
who would
Allgaier,
that have been?
Wasn't it?
Or Justin Allgaier?
I'm just going to put this on the ground for the rest of the
careful,
show.
Careful with that thing,
yeah,
man.
It's not your trophy.
I think I was at that race. Ridiculous, dude.
Seven in a row. Can you just congratulate me and I'll be done?
Congratulations.
Congratulate me and I'll stop talking about it.
You can keep talking. It doesn't bother me if you talk about it.
I need you to call me Mr. Champion.
No.
So, yes, welcome to the off-season, gentlemen. I don't know. Feels good.
It feels weird.
I feel
accomplished.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I'm not necessarily sad, but it is weird not looking forward to a race being this weekend.
Yeah, it is strange. Like, it's always weird to me, especially when you get a first-time champion like Ryan Blaney. Like, man, he's going to be a champion for the rest of time.
Ever. Yeah.
Like, you're going to look at Ryan Blaney as a NASCAR champion. Like, that, a few years now down the road, be like, oh, yeah, duh. Yeah, he won a championship. It's like Chase Elliott. Oh, right. Yeah, he's a champion.
Nope.
When that first happened, you're like, dang.
But that's a good point
because
no matter what happens in his career,
he's a champion.
He will always be known as 2023 NASCAR champion Ryan Blaney.
Yep.
I think it's pretty cool.
Badass.
What other awards? Has he won, like, Rookie of the Year or anything? Do we know?
Man, when was his
rookie
year?
Does
rookie
of the year really matter?
Yeah.
I think so. It depends.
Why?
Honestly, the class.
I would agree with that.
Like, there's certain years where I could tell you the rookie of the year going into it.
Right.
You know? And then there's others where, oh, my God, the rookie of the year battle is something you pay attention to and watch.
Who won last year?
Austin Cindric.
Cindric.
Because remember, he made the playoffs.
That's right.
Won the Daytona 500. So, I mean, honestly, the rookie of the year battle was over.
But it's a battle
Daytona.
Of, like, it's a battle of, like, two, three, like...
Yeah, it depends by year.
It's not as important as like the championship, but it's something to keep track of.
Yeah,
kind of like the Heisman, a little bit.
Mm.
Anyways,
no,
yes.
We're here recapping kind of the top moments of the year. Do we want to go podcasting first or on track moments that we thought were the best? And I think it was Jackson in the chat mentioned Cody Rhodes. Let's start podcast moments then. They mentioned Cody Rhodes being on DJD as one of the coolest moments of the year. I think that's super cool because whenever you get someone outside of racing to come in and enter this world, I think that's so neat. And the reception we got from having Cody Rhodes on the download was super neat. I mean, you probably saw it more than anybody.
Yeah, I mean, it was a ton of positive, you know, responses to it. But the thing that I took away from it was just how genuine of a guy he is.
Like, yeah.
No joke, he comes walking down the street from his bus because he stayed here after his Monday Night Raw appearance.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
He just did that.
Comes walking down the street and looks like a G.I. Joe character. Like, he looks like he should be in a movie and walks in. He's, hey, how's it going? So nice to meet you. I was like, man, this guy, I'm a fan forever. I don't watch wrestling at all. But whenever it's on, if it's on, I'll pop on the channel and see if Cody's up there.
Yeah.
I mean, because and that's the whole point of having him come here is to share his story. I would agree. I think that's one of my top five moments from the podcast this year.
His stories too about talking and being a fan of Dale, like the comparisons and stuff, I thought was just, it was really cool.
In terms of guests, any other guests that stood out to you? I have two off the top of my mind that I will remember from this year. It was Chip Ganassi, especially just that quote.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, like probably one of the coolest quotes that's come out of this room this year.
Just say it.
Dale Jr., you should be in the Cup Series. You're Dale fucking Jr.
Exactly.
That's a super cool quote. Yep. And then for me, I thought bringing Josh Berry in to announce him going to the four car and kind of having this full circle moment at the table was super cool to witness.
I would agree. Do you have a... any favorites from the download this year?
I mean, this past week, so my first, when I got started in NASCAR, my first favorite driver was in 2014. It was Kevin Harvick.
Very cool.
So, like, to hear him talk and stuff, like, I think it was just cool. Like, my first year in NASCAR was his last, and he was the driver. And it's, I rooted for him because he drove the Budweiser car, too. So, just, like,
right.
And in that, I thought also to end the season with Kevin Harvick like that was cool.
It's a great way. I mean, I loved – one of my favorite things this week was getting to play on – he's called the closer. It was our closer. You know what I mean? Like, closing with the closer was really cool. Man, there's so many guests that I could go from.
Hank Parker
was one that was definitely on my list. Johnny Morris was another great one, just a genuine guy. I wasn't here for when this was released, but Sterling Marlin was a big one for me.
Oh, yeah, to kick the ear off.
The conversations that were had in that were great. Tony Stewart. I really liked having Tony on. But I would have to say, like, the one that surprised me the most at being my favorite was Jamie McMurray.
Yes.
I loved listening to
Jamie. He was great on DBC last year, too.
He was just so, like, you could just kind of hear it in his voice how appreciative he was of his time in racing and that every moment was a big deal to him. And I don't know, it just, I got the sense... One, being in the same room with him, but two, but looking at the clips, that he's just a guy that you could be friends with regardless of who you are. He just seems like the most humble, kind guy that you could have out there. And it was really nice to have that perspective.
I saw a few comments that I think it was from Pamela. Hey, we're going to miss Mike Davis on Down Low next year.
Wait, what?
You should check Reddit.
Travis, you should learn about your boss, Mike Davis. Mm. Yeah, you should check Reddit. Reddit's got some great... Man, those keyboard warriors, they know what's up.
You hear that? It sounds like nails on a chalkboard.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, these keyboard warriors, they have some of the most constructive, great feedback. Someone said my voice sounds like nails on a chalkboard, and honestly, I could not agree more.
It's not quite like that. It's like a cat screeching.
It's worse, actually. Yeah. No, but, I mean... Yeah!
Don't.
Fork in a blender. but so like Dale and Mike, especially with this being, I mean, a lot of, we didn't really know it at the time, but this being the last year, them together, boy, do we just have some great, stupid, but hilarious conversations between the two of them.
We knew a couple of months ago that Mike wasn't going to be back.
But let's talk about like, the movie's making. We're going to miss him. I'm going to miss him like hell being there with Dale on the download. But he's going to be able to put his full force into...
Yes.
I mean, I've heard his aspirations for Dirty Mo Media. He is very driven to grow the company, and he'll be able to do that in a much more hands-on role now, having his Tuesdays and, you know, weeks freed up.
I think it's safe to say that Dirty Mo Media... the way it looks is going to change in the next year or so in the best way possible. You know, you're still going to have your tried and trues, your Dale Jr. downloads, your door bumper clears. But I think that we're making moves and taking the run as it comes and taking the run that's there. And, we're going to try and win this damn thing.
What are we winning?
We were talking about it earlier. Yeah, I want to win some podcast awards. I think that there's definitely a path towards growing, and Mike's going to knock it out of the park.
So Dale and Mike, I wrote down some of my favorite conversations between the two of them. The beach versus mountains debate, which was so stupid. And I'm completely on Dale Jr.'s side.
Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. And Mike's a mountains guy, right?
I appreciate both, but the beach is number one.
Yeah. That's where Mike got a lot of, not a lot of supporters from that debate.
Yeah.
Because he's as wrong as he's ever been.
Wrong as he's ever
been. Yeah,
that's right. Say, nobody chooses mountains over the beach.
Mike Davis.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you're right. You're right.
Like, if you put the reasons why the beach and why, the beach is outweighing it, it's not even close.
Yeah. One of my favorites, I loved hosting Ash Jr. this year because that was the opportunity to get just completely off the wall. And there was one question. A fan submitted it. I think he was on Facebook. And I had it in a note sheet for probably 2 to 3 weeks. if not longer, because I'm like, I don't know, there's better questions to ask. And then there was a week where I'm like, all right, I'm going to ask it this week. And it was a question of Dale, what's your iPhone wallpaper? Mm-hmm. And that led into maybe one of the funniest conversations I heard all year, which was, how do you organize your app folders?
Yep.
Mike's fun folder.
Yep.
It was amazing how simple of a question it was that led to that funny of a conversation. That was one of my favorite Ash Jr. moments. From the stupidest, simplest question. It was amazing.
That was like the hardest I've laughed in
yeah.
a long time. And watching everyone else in the room laugh mm-hmm. was just, I mean, Dale was buckled over.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't breathe. He was laughing so hard. Oh, that was a great moment. I absolutely agree with you on that one.
I don't know. We could go to DBC. At least I have a few off the top of my head. We don't have to spend too much time on it.
Yeah.
I loved having Josh Williams on yeah. after he parked on the front stretch.
That was my first
at Atlanta.
That was my second week.
Oh, really?
First time at DBC.
Oh man,
and,
what a week!
Oh, I was hooked on everything like about Josh Williams after that.
Yeah, it was like the perfect time to get him as a guest. It was a hilarious show. It was fantastic having Chandler Smith on. That if you go and re-listen to that episode, was just hilarious mm-hmm. throughout. That was the beginning of the pit road conversation.
Oh, the long, narrow pit
road. Long and narrow pit road.
Yeah.
That was the day.
Short, wide pit road.
Reaction theater call. Holy cow.
Pit road that curves a little bit to
pit
the left.
Road and no joke, every single week I probably got a reaction theater call mm-hmm. that talked about pit road
yep.
after that. So thank you to the fan that called in. That was
my
fun.
Favorite. Speaking of calls with reaction theater, hot tub, Blaney.
Yeah, I mean, the Blaney hot
tub. The Blaney
hot tub.
Because he was there from the jump.
Oh, and I mean, he was down. That's the thing.
He
was like,
down.
I'm crying in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Because Blaney's having a horrible year. And then all of a sudden, this.
And then he
Olympic-sized swimming pool of people.
Incredible.
Are behind him. And yeah, it's. It was
I've never seen an arc quite like that
I know.
Before. That
yeah.
was super cool to see.
Yep.
Jesse Love. Having him on the show was super cool.
He's a good kid.
And then this past week. DBC the movie.
Literally. And that's like tomorrow we will release DBC the movie on YouTube.
The 3-hour movie.
Joel Edmonds.
Door bumper clear with Joel Edmonds and Cole Custer. Joel Edmonds was hilarious.
He's like, from the moment he walked in the room with a case of Busch Light, I was
yeah.
like.
An 18 pack of 16 ounces.
Yeah, that's extra beer. If you're doing math at home, that's a lot
plus,
of freaking beer.
Some shots afterwards.
Yep. He was just. Unbelievable from the start. So funny. His little remarks of...
It's just the little one-liners.
Oh, yeah,
just boom, hit you.
Yeah.
And he'd say it so dry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Any memorable moments from Action's Detrimental?
We'll go with the good first.
I remember he got...
William Byron.
Yep.
Yep.
Action's Detrimental Championship.
Oh, the bracket challenge.
Oh, yes.
That was like my first big project here.
yeah.
Took my entire life for
remember
a few
when
weeks.
You said he wouldn't be able to get it done?
I doubted you.
You did.
Being able to build that bracket. And boy, did you build that bracket.
It'll be back next
excellent.
Year.
Excellent. Nicely done.
It'll
and
be
then,
back.
I'm looking forward to it next yeah. year.
Denny's mom coming on and talking about him not cussing.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Not liking it. Joe Gibbs announcing the contract.
That was cool.
That was a good one. Michael McDowell.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Proving him wrong.
Yes, that's right. Denny, said Chase Elliott's really effing good
at road courses,
and Jared was talking about McDowell, and then McDowell wins, and then in the interview was like, Denny, I'll come on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That
and
was
he
really
did.
Cool.
Like, that was awesome at McDowell, because after a win, you know, you got your own stuff to deal with, and like, he took time out of his day,
mm-hmm.
his morning, and came over and gave us that time. That was cool.
We got a comment.
Let's not talk about the bad.
We got a comment from Nicholas. We need to get Chris Buescher in the podcast. He would be an awesome guest.
Yeah, well, I'd love to have him on.
He would be super
He'd be
cool
dope.
To have. Yeah.
What a season he put together.
Man, seriously.
He kind of jump-started the Ford.
Revival.
He definitely.
Yeah,
did.
And Blaney
yep.
took the torch from him
yep.
and ran with it at the end.
The other things from Denny's show, there's a bunch of little stuff that I remember. Him spilling coffee on himself. that was funny.
And that's also like because I told him. You're going to, and he did. It's not one that anyone's going to see, but there's a chandelier, and I'm like, watch your head before
yep.
we're taping. And he's like, good, and then all of a sudden, just bang, hits his head on it.
There was one recently where he was trying to pronounce a word, and he was like, Jared, just say it. And he like could not get it out. I forget what it was. It was like disambiguous or something. I don't know.
And then if you've watched the Foles, you'll notice it a couple times. His daughter Taylor would be down there, and she noticed Denny fidgets with his hands a lot. A lot of times, like, he'll play with the cord, his headphones. And so she'll walk over and hand him like a fidget spinner. Yeah, a couple times she's done
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Like, and it's she could tell immediately that he does that.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I have zero involvement with Actions Detrimental, and it's one of my favorite podcasts to just listen to as a fan and hang on to it. So, Travis, nicely done.
Let's move past the
nicely
fine.
Nicely done with that. We'll move past
that was
fine.
My first week.
Yeah.
My first
Denny
week.
Gets fined.
My second tweet I ever put out. I wrecked him.
Yeah, oh, my care. God.
I'm telling you, I want to get, like, the official thing printed and signed by him.
Where were you to, like, say no?
I was just happy to be here, man. I was told
Andy,
to post
Andy
something.
Andy just commented about
yep.
the Hamlin Chastain move yep. at Phoenix. Travis, think about it. One click of the delete button when you're editing that thing, and you would have saved Denny Hamlin 25 points.
And
you ever think about that? Like, you held... You had an impact on Denny Hamlin's season.
And 50,000?
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Ross Chastain, can I go back to Sunday real fast?
Sure.
I love every second of what he did on the track and off the track.
Ross?
I like how he raced Ryan Blaney, and then I liked afterwards he owned it. Through all the stuff that he's done over the years, a lot of times when he gets off the track, it's kind of like he's, you know, saying he needs to do better, whatever, and kind of, I love how he just owned it. I didn't care then. I don't care now. Like, yes, thank you. Be that way going forward, Ross Chastain.
That's the Ross Chastain the sport needs.
I love that. And I love that they just didn't move over for the winners because that's the only way that that race is going to be truly exciting.
I was going to say, that's definitely what made it interesting is you have a non-playoff guy racing a championship guy, Larson's closing in. Like, that definitely added an element that was interesting.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. But be that way next year, Ross. Don't now, like... When there's an issue with the driver out in the interview, handle it.
Don't apologize.
Correct.
Don't
it was so
own
much
it.
Fun.
Yes.
It was so much fun pre-Darlington watching Chastain go and just, like, tear through the world. And then after Justin Marks sat down with Ross, it became so much less interesting.
Yeah. I think Joel Edmond said it best when it looked like he was running without a plug wire. It really did. It looked like he was just, like, a second off all the time. And it was because he just didn't have that grit, I guess, to go out there and tear some stuff
what
up.
What a way to end the season with that, like to build going forward.
So let's talk on-track stuff then, because there were plenty of on-track moments from this year.
Can I give one? It's kind of podcast with the download. Dale in Nashville. You kind of got to experience this in Vegas.
Vegas.
Introducing Dale to a crowd.
We've both been able to do it.
That's so cool.
That's pretty neat. Yeah. I mean, Mike, I don't know if Mike put the pressure on you, but Mike, before this show, he's like, dude, you have to nail this Dale Jr. intro.
Oh, I was nervous. Tim's was
I
with
was nervous
me.
About that.
I threw a couple drinks back right before I went on stage. Mm. I had a couple of vodkas, and I was like...
Did you do, like, some sort of, like, hype thing before Vegas? I mean, before Nashville? Because before Vegas, man, I'm trying to pump myself up, so I'm like, I got to get the energy going
myself.
Yeah, I had
myself. Drinks.
Yeah, you had drinks. That's how you fucking
on track.
Oh man, no, but Dale Jr. and Friends was so much fun. Mm. That was one of my favorite weekends I've had all year. That was super cool to be a part of. I know you guys didn't get to go to Vegas, but
we had a pizza party here though. So
yeah,
we did.
That's right.
We sure did.
I would love to do that around other
party?
Races.
A pizza party.
A pizza party. Exactly.
Yeah, I think it
would
be great
to
do
eat pizza in different cities.
What city do you think?
What city?
Yeah.
Oh, next. Man. I don't know. But, like...
What city would you want?
What I think would be cool is, like, DBC did an appearance at Charlotte Motor Speedway at the track, and the reception we got from the fans of the podcast, watching you know, the DBC guys do what they do on stage was unbelievable. It blew me away. So, we can harness that energy and take it to different...
Nashville?
Yeah.
Dibs.
Nashville.
Nashville would be cool. Tim's is in.
Talladega.
Tim's
Talladega would be
too.
Cool. Yeah. I'd love
Daytona.
To go to Chicago and do something like that. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Phoenix.
Be pretty neat. Phoenix. Send me to Phoenix.
Right, let's just do every race.
Yeah, let's just go every race. Let's go on tour.
Let's just get a We're bus.
Yeah. If anyone out there has a bus, we'll jump on it. We'll get there. But on track moments. For me... I will remember 2023 by Chicago. Like, that to me was the coolest moment. And you know, that's the city I grew up in. I remember taking field trips to you know, Millennium Park, and to see that transformed into my first love being a racetrack was super, super cool. So to be able to see Chicago in full force like that is something that I will always remember 2023 by. And the shock of SVG at the time going 1-for-1 was really crazy to see.
Chicago didn't do it for me.
Chicago didn't do it for you?
Mm-mm. I think it didn't. And I'm not saying it was bad, but I just didn't.
What if the weather cooperated?
No. I just don't think I just think it. Street something course? About it. I think it could have been done somewhere differently.
I don't know.
I like Chicagoland. Like, I don't know why.
Chicagoland's good. Okay, so I'm not saying this is better than Chicagoland, right. But the energy around that place, it was, I mean, the way I saw it, there was zero avoiding NASCAR in the city of Chicago that week. Well, I mean, like, yeah, well, so many people I talked to.
That's not necessarily a good, like, that isn't. That's
okay,
a good
thing
for PR.
I think
that's
a great thing for the sport.
Yes.
Because so many people I talked to, they're like, I had to check this out.
Well,
I live
because
in the
it's
city.
Literally,
in,
like, if you
it.
Live in the city, it's an.
What's so bad about that, though?
No, but you're saying, like, it was, everyone was there. I'm like, well, that also could be because it's, like, an inconvenience to people. Like, if the.
I'm not saying that at all.
No, but the way you're saying, though, is that it, everybody was there, like, yeah, because it was this massive
but
race
I'm
in the middle. Like, it's
it was a super cool way to showcase this sport. And I'll be honest, like, I grew up in Chicago. I was the NASCAR kid in high school because no one was a NASCAR fan. Nobody that I knew at school, outside of school, really followed the sport very much. So to be able to do that in a city, in a town, a sports town that isn't really a NASCAR demographic, at least from what I've seen, and to turn fans, to turn non-fans into race fans at Chicago, I thought was super cool because so many people I talked to, it was their first NASCAR race. This is so cool. How come I didn't get into this earlier type of answers? And I thought, you know,
this is an interesting argument because, like,
if Chicagoland was on the schedule and they had this street course, street race, do you think how you view it would be different?
Yes. I think
Chicagoland was a great track, but you're only getting the diehard NASCAR fans to go there because it's in Joliet, Illinois. That is not
an
easy
fair.
Town to
That's
get
fair.
To.
I think I just, you know, I'm always partial to the July 4th race being Daytona. Right.
I've moved on. And I've moved on from that.
And that's fair. But I just think that.
But don't
you
move Darlington.
What do you guys think in the chat, by the way? About
but I think
Chicago?
This is an interesting argument because for someone who's watched NASCAR for the better side of 20 years, like I don't really care about the street race. And I'm a fan. I've been a fan forever.
That's fair.
So, like, you know, what are. If the object here is to get more fans, I get it. But what are you doing for your current fans? So it's like it's a little bit of a it's a polarizing
would
thing.
Would you say the okay, fine?
You're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Kind
let's
of, kind
let's
of.
Say minus all the gimmicks and I shouldn't even say gimmicks, but minus the spectacle of the street race. Mm-hmm. How was the race?
It turned out better than I thought it was going to be. I will give you that. It turned out better than I thought it was going to be.
With the weather, we didn't get I think that, for me, that's what really ruined it because it was like, are you even sure if they're going to start the race? Then it got shortened. I think that's what took away from me.
And on, yes.
I would love to see the street race in Nashville instead.
That would be a cool place to see it.
I do think Chicago, if you're going to do a street race, is one of the best places that you can do it at.
So wait, Dalton, let me get. So you're not against the street race concept. You're just not for the city of Chicago being the location.
I don't love that it was in Chicago. I think it.
And why? Because
just,
Chicagoland
the
is
market,
the better venue?
Well, I think there's our. Like, I just think the market. You're taking a big step out and providing a product of NASCAR to a community where that's not its true product. Like you're saying, like, look at this flashy thing that NASCAR can do in Chicago, and then if you want to keep racing, if you want to keep watching and you're a new fan, it's not gonna look like this at all anywhere else. So, you know, whereas if you go to Nashville, people are already fans, they already know what it's about.
That's
you
fair.
You can kind of like, hey, this is a one-off thing, by the way, when we come back to Nashville Super Speedway or something, go check us out there too. Like, you're cultivating this whole group of new fans in the city and being like, well, if you like this kind of racing, you're not going to see it again for another year. Like, it's
Dalton doesn't want NASCAR to stray too far away from the
exactly
the loyal, the fans that have been there to get new fans. He wants them to try, but he feels that this is a step too far.
I think it could have just been done differently. I didn't like that it was on the July 4th weekend. I didn't like that it was done in Chicago. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't mind this is a street race. I think that if they do it right, it could have been a little bit better.
Should do the streets of Mooresville.
But that's also very dependent on the package. The road course package was garbage this year. I mean, that's a known fact. Everybody said that this year. Short track, road course, kind of a garbage package. So I don't blame the city of Chicago. I don't blame, you know, July 4th. I just kind of, I think it just could have been done differently.
You better not blame July 4th.
Yeah, no. But
can we move July 4th to a different date?
Let's do that and then have, yeah, I like that.
Okay, so I've said, that's my vote. Chicago's still getting my vote for, I think, the coolest and for, you know, variety of reasons.
Your most memorable moment.
Most memorable. What about you guys? What are you most going to remember?
What you got, Travis?
You can go, Dalton. I'm trying to think.
There's a couple. I mean, there were some moments kind of off track, like Chase Elliott breaking his leg snowboarding. That shook up the whole world. That was a big topic of conversation. You know, it was a couple other times where drivers weren't in, like Alex Bowman. It was both at Hendrick. Josh Berry going to the Ford. But I think as far as on-track stuff, that race at Kansas between Denny and Kyle, you know, I stick by it.
Jeff Gluck's pole.
I don't think Denny did anything wrong. I really don't. I don't think he got there. He put Kyle in a tough position. I think Denny did less wrong at Kansas than he did wrong at Pocono. I think there was contact there. I know he says that there wasn't.
Kansas was the first one, right? Pocono was second.
Yeah.
Finish your thought.
I think that's one of the races I remember most. I also remember the Daytona Eliminator race. I'm sad to see that go. That was a big, like, I really just enjoyed watching
it. I think it will
race.
Be back. It's definitely going to be sad to see that go next year, though.
Yeah.
I would say Denny's first win, just because, like, literally just, you know, parachuting into the sport. Like, I'd watched it the past few years as, you know, a fan, but not really, like, invested, and then just jumping in, and now you're producing for a, you know, an active driver. Like, you suddenly become really invested in, like, how he does. Like, you treat it like, you know, your team, like other fans do for racing. And so for him to get that first win was cool. And, you know, we put the trophy on the set. And he didn't touch.
And it took him a little while. It took him a little while to get that first win too. Mm-hmm. So, Dalton, even more argument for why I'm right about Chicago is Martha in Miami agrees with me.
Well, I, you know,
so
what?
You have no argument.
I have nothing. I've got nothing for that.
Well, let's do downtown Miami.
A couple. That would be awesome. Going across the.
Or we bring Homestead back to the championship race. I'm just gonna campaign for that.
Yeah. Okay, but I
for
had
as long
I
as
had,
I can.
As I said, like, I had no issues with.
They just need to fix the package. If they fix the package, I have nothing wrong. And I also think they should only go there once instead of twice.
I'm okay with once, but, like, as a new fan, I was going in with low expectations for Phoenix. I was pleasantly surprised, and I know people on Twitter were, like, you know, crapping on it during the race. And I was like, I'm entertained.
JFB48 with a great call. Philly street race. That would be super cool. City of Philadelphia is pretty awesome.
Up the stairs.
Up.
Yeah. Like Rocky. Yeah. Two things actually that I will say.
I got two more as well.
Okay, that I am.
You get one.
That
you
is
get
my
one,
biggest.
You get one.
They kind of go together. Two things are the biggest things that's going to be my biggest takeaway from this season is what's not going to be on the schedule next year, which is Bristol Dirt and Indy Road Course. Mm. That's a big thumbs up from this guy right here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you guys think of North Wilkesboro?
You know what? That is probably
because
my favorite week of the year.
Yeah.
That was my favorite week of the
year. So it was interesting. It did not do well on Jeff Gluck poll. About 50-50 said, yes, it was a good race. Yes, no, it was not.
That's fair, though, because the race itself wasn't.
Evaluating that, but to see Wilkesboro come back alive,
you had to be there.
I think was so cool. To be there was unbelievable.
I don't think that race was about the race.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it was solely about being back at a track that was dead. Like, it was truly brought back to life. Old, worn-out surface. Just the buzz being there that week was so cool.
The way I describe it is, this is what North Wilkesboro must have felt like when it was in its prime back in the day?
What Chicago didn't do, North Wilkesboro did. You know what I mean? Like, trying to reach new fans, a new thing, a new...
Went back
this
to
is what
roots.
NASCAR... North Wilkesboro did that. It brought... There was an oval, short track, back to its roots, in the mountains. There was a moonshine bar. Like, it was the
there,
whole...
I mean,
like,
you
it
got the
felt
old
like
sign.
NASCAR.
You're pulling in, and, yep. like, this old Winston sign yep. on the... By the street, like... Yeah, that was cool. We went there... I think it was the Thursday night. It was the night of the Pit Crew Challenge.
Mm-hmm. In the truck race.
We went there for the concert, but to go in there and, you know, you could kind of feel the ghost.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. You could definitely, it was hallowed ground.
Yeah, you like, could you feel kind it. Of like, even as a newer fan.
Yeah. There's a couple places where I've been where you can feel that. Fenway Park's one of them.
Yes.
And it's Wrigley Field, Wrigley, yep. Death Valley. Like, and that was one of
which
them.
Which Death Valley?
The real one.
LSU?
Yeah.
Okay. Just, we're going to fight if you said Clemson.
Yeah. I'm not used to Andrew not being in the chair. He yeah. never gets, it's typically you going
to,
for a beer.
I'm trying to think what else. I was really hoping would have been proud if he got a beer.
Nope. I've got one. It was not a cup moment, but, and it was, it's of recent memory, but Justin Allgaier's Xfinity Series win at Martinsville.
One. Oh.
That was a great
one. Unbelievable.
That beer toast.
Yeah, the beer toast, fantastic. But and I don't know, I had a front row seat for that finish, and it was just one of those classic Martinsville finishes that I thought was so cool.
Yeah,
that one, and then the win that it was the night of I'm forgetting her name. Whose 100th birthday?
I want to say Jill, but that's not right. Something Brandt.
Yeah,
the Brandt.
Like
Brandt family.
When Justin Allgaier's interviews, like. You can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool not just a victory to him.
I don't think he had won at Charlotte before that either. So that was, like, his first win at Charlotte, and it was on her birthday. So yeah. It was, like, a big deal for him. There was a couple really, really good Xfinity moments.
Sam Mayer getting his first.
Yep. And then his first oval, because he was, you know, doing great on road courses there.
Oh,
for a
here's
while.
The other one for me. Dale racing.
Dale returning and almost winning damn Bristol.
That, yeah, you're right.
So when we were at the Ultimate Experience,
yep.
that, at least when I was talking to some of our fans that were there, that was the most talked about thing, is just them being blown away, like, wow, seeing Dale lead at Bristol and almost win the thing was so cool for me to witness. I'm like, all right, yeah, that was pretty neat.
The coolest thing for me is, obviously, we weren't there that night. We were there the next. But yeah. That night I was watching on TV. I was watching it on
so
my phone.
Popped.
I couldn't believe it. But the cool thing was, like, going through my personal Twitter feed and seeing people that I didn't think were NASCAR fans, don't watch NASCAR,
talking
that I've known,
Dale.
And they were like, holy crap, Dale's leading a race. And I was like, this is awesome.
It was
kind of
like, Dale,
so
like,
cool.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Yeah,
like,
a little yeah. bit, yeah.
And also, like, remind people, like, I can still effing do this thing.
I could have just closed my eyes and been, you know, 10, 15 years in the past. It was just so, it was such an awesome feeling to have him leading a race again.
Yeah.
So.
I love to do this every so often. It was, especially when he races, I'll tweet, I'm like, what can your boss do?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have those papers on your desk by Monday, boss. Yeah.
Yeah. My boss is one of them. Is he almost won Bristol, and the other is running a very successful horse racing
Dude,
operation.
Have you seen
on the mobile app?
Have you seen his stable of horses?
Mike Davis's. Is it impressive?
He's got 22 horses, I think.
Wow! Wow!
That's crazy.
$22 million.
That's impressive. Of virtual horses.
No, virtual money.
And virtual money.
Some of the, that's just ridiculous. Some of the other moments from Dirty Mo that I really will remember are a lot of Next Level.
There were some really cool Next Level guests. I wrote down all of the guests we had
yeah.
this year. And actually, looking back
go through
at
them.
It, it's pretty neat. And this is out of order. But Shane Beamer, Mario Andretti, Misha Tate, which we're dropping the trailer tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Ricky Carmichael. Breaking the news for John Hunter Nemechek
yep.
was super neat. Man, it's so hard to pick. I mean, I loved every single
it's
one of those
Mario.
Conversations. But for Mario, I mean,
At
we
Andy.
Went 2.5 hours straight of just him sharing stories. And he was one of the best storytellers I've ever encountered. He was so easy to talk to. he loved showing us around Indianapolis, and his car was on set, and he like when we walked up, he was telling me stories, and I saw Martha actually commented about Mario earlier. But I mean, he was telling stories about that car, and just he was so gracious. Whatever we needed, however much time we wanted to get with him.
You're forgetting the best part.
What?
The best part of you has to be kissing the bricks.
And kissing the bricks with Mario Andretti was super cool.
Yeah. Mario Andretti says,
and it was his idea. It was his idea. Yeah.
I was there's a couple of things that I didn't get to be a part of that I was a little bit jealous about this year. Nashville, Vegas, some of the other podcasts that went on. I think that's my number one, is Mario. That I would have loved to have been there with Mario Andretti.
I wanna go back to the what I wanna do is I would love to follow Kyle Larson at the Indy 500.
That would be awesome.
This year.
That would be
so
cool.
Or maybe even a way where we can do a next level of like showing the double. I mean, next year, whatever. But yeah, the Indianapolis 500 is one of my favorite races all year. I mean, even like one of my favorite moments was doing Man on the Street in Indianapolis and asking all the drivers, like, what are you going to do if you won? And, or like, outside of milk, what would be your beverage of choice? And Joseph Newgarden said, I don't know, LaCroix. Mm-hmm. And he goes and wins the thing.
Yep.
And I don't know. That was a cool moment for me.
Dalton, you won the milk challenge.
That was something. Something I was thinking
milk
about.
Milkman.
Yeah, the milk king.
Milkman.
Yeah, that was fun. Like
you
having
still have
the
brick to. Show
I still for. Have the brick. Some of the Dirty Mo lives we did were a lot of fun, and we're gonna continue to do them. But over the season, like the
yeah,
whole,
we're not stopping Dirty Mo
no,
live.
No. You're gonna
season.
Actually get probably a whole
more
lot more Dirty
fools.
Mo live. You know, because we're you know
what
easy
else we
access
to,
to put on a show, but. No, the milk thing was a lot of fun, but also like the weird merch one was one of my favorites.
Oh, that was cool.
The Kevin Harvick leggings. The
I don't think I was there
pot.
For that
you
one.
Yeah, you weren't.
I
you
missed
were,
that one.
No
you
wonder
were,
it was fun.
I know.
Speaking of merch, we got merch, folks.
Yeah,
you're
we do.
Showing off some merch right there.
I'm not.
Travis,
come get your.
You are.
Dalton is slacking.
If you're slacking and you're not sure what to get, yeah.
Listen, guys, I'm super Christmas? Behind on my Cyber Monday shopping. My Black Friday shopping.
Dude, just buy your dad's
You're behind
shirts.
On it?
I'm way behind on
yeah.
it.
Yeah, from last year?
No, but seriously, like, Christmas coming around the corner. Get yourself, your loved ones, whoever.
And if you come shopping.
Some Dirty Mo Media merch. Mm.
And if you come shopping when we're doing Dirty Mo Live, you can check it out.
Yeah, and Travis will buy you anything you want.
That's not true.
Yeah. We'll open the doors.
He said it before
we
got
on.
We
might even bring you in.
We did it.
Ask you what you bought.
Yeah, we did that once. For
yeah.
Dale's birthday.
I wonder what Rigo's doing right now.
Yes.
He's probably watching.
That was cool. Hope that was even a cool moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, gentlemen, it's been cheers to a good year.
Yeah. Hold
cheers
on. Hold
good
on.
First season.
The season's over.
Beer toast?
No.
Oh.
Pick your final four for next year.
Pick my final four for next year? Let me see. Chris
whoever
Rebell,
I pick is probably
going to
lose their ride.
Chris Rebell, William Byron, Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney.
Wow. I don't know where you got that from.
That's my final four. Way too early. Championship
My final four, I'm going to go Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, and I'll go Kyle Larson.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to change. I don't have a final four, but I have a champion. But you go first.
DH.
Okay.
Chase. Brad.
Interesting. Ooh. Brad Keselowski.
That fourth one's hard.
Logano.
Interesting. So I'm going to give you my champion. He had an unbelievable year this year. I think he continues to ride on the momentum. William Byron.
I don't hate that. In fact, I might switch out one of my guys for William Byron. I mean, he's a stud, man. 6 wins this year.
Let's see, Brad, Blaney, Byron, Hamlin from 00. Mm. Nice.
It's good.
Very cool. Well, gentlemen, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Dirty Mo Live. And folks, thanks for following along all year. Martha, 00, everyone in the chat.
Travis's fake trophy.
Travis's Indianapolis winning trophy.
Man. What was it like being in the car?
It's been a great year on Dirty Mo Live. We're not done with Dirty Mo Live. This is one of the shows that will continue throughout the off season.
Yep.
You know, we'll We'll shoot the shit. We'll
come up with some games. Hell, we might even have a
whip some
very long Dirty Mill Live where we
subscribe-a-thon.
Do a subscribe-a-thon.
Alex Timms is in on that idea. Yep. Subscribe-a-thon. We will not leave until we hit
a certain number.
30 million subscribers.
Yeah, that's the number. That would be
that's the number.
One
that's
page.
The goal.
Yeah,
that's the goal we're going for. But yeah, thanks for tuning along. We'll be here. I think we'll try and make it every Wednesday.
At
so
least.
I ain't
if
doing anything now, man.
Yeah, you ain't
going to. And hey, come stop by. We're going to try to shoot for like Wednesdays at 3:30 Eastern. Ish.
Yeah, and then maybe, you know,
right?
another. It could
so,
be Tuesdays.
If y'all are in the
just
area.
Just false on social.
If you guys are in the area,
yes.
Come stop by. We're going to open the doors to the gift shop every time we go live. And who knows? Maybe we'll even have you on the show. So thanks for tuning in. Travis is going to walk off into the sunset with this trophy. See y'all later.